Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 662. I'm producer Gerald. Today, I'm joined by Ryan.
It'll forever be 60-do.
60-do.
We're not affiliated with the do.
Mm-hmm.
But we could be.
We went to the, I went and watched the Neutron movie with my dad, and he drinks Mountain Dew, and he got the Dew to drink, but there was, the carbonation was messed up on it. So it was like really, really carbonated. So you have to slowly press the little thing to get it to come out just right. If you push it all the way in, it's all carbonation. But he's a Dew guy.
A connoisseur of the Dew.
Mm-hmm. He used to not be. He used to be growing up. He was a Pepsi guy, but then got turned onto the Dew.
I like Mountain Dew. I don't want Mountain Dew every day.
Yeah, see, I don't like
Mountain. Now I'm on an auction site. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly sure it's missing a few pieces, but they have the Lego typewriter. $14.99. $5. Handling. Let me see what shipping's going to charge.
Uh-oh.
Shipping.
Of course, we lost you.
What about now? I can still hear you.
There we go.
You never left for me. You never left for me. So it's $17 shipping. It's $15. So you'd have a little over $30 in it.
Mm-hmm. You said it's missing some pieces?
There's a pile of pieces. I don't know what they go to. Not a pile. There's two pieces that one of But you're not ever going to be able to buy that for $30.
Yeah, no.
No box.
Does the box matter to you?
Here's.
You have to repeat that. I lost you on that one.
It's real. The Google Meets is here's what's crazy. We just talked for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It's fine. The second you turn the recording on, it is like every other word cuts out.
Mm-hmm.
It is the internet gods working against us.
I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what causes it either. I had like 12 windows open, everything doing stuff before we started. It was completely clear. It's like, nope. I can no longer function. And this is supposed to be our special Dew episode.
Oh, and you're glitching like crazy now, and before you weren't.
Yep. Yeah, it's like a light switch. It's like a lag box, like a lag switch, like you're cheating at the show.
All right, so back to this box. Are you concerned about the box or no?
Oh. So here's the thing. The box doesn't matter to me. It sits in a closet. I never think about it. I never mess with it. But the idea of not having it, yeah, it bothers me a little bit.
Okay.
Which I for no good reason, though. I mean, there's no reason for it to bother me.
Some people will do anything with it. Some people have bought like the sets and then found someone selling the box later on and then ordered the box.
But then here's the problem. That's a fine solution. But I'm like, could I then buy a set in the box that's not potentially missing pieces and for the same price, because now I'm going to have to step up and pay $30 for just a box.
Yeah.
So I don't know. While we're on Lego early, have you seen the Lego City Brick? No, Music City Brick.
Music City Brick.
Have you seen the store?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the store is amazing. Like, will blow your mind.
Is it Nashville?
We should make a. It's in Lebanon.
Lebanon, okay.
We should make a trip, though. I had to go down for work. I just popped in there because they had. They're not really billboards. They had like signs along the interstate, though. And I was like, what is Music City Brick? I thought it was like a con. And so when I got after my appointment, I typed it in and it's a brick and mortar store and they just opened that location. When I say there's more there for sale than the actual Lego convention I went to, there are thousands of minifigures. Every minifigure you can ever imagine for sale there. Every set you can imagine, basically. Retired sets, new sets, everything.
I'm on their website right now.
Everything is pristine the way it's displayed. I talked to the guy who owns the place, and he said in any given week, they have people that are driving from 7 and 8 states away every single week. He said, we consider everybody within an hour the lucky ones because they're the ones that can get to us easy. But just absolutely insane. Yeah, I mean, it's that full everywhere, and they have rented like 3 spaces of what is a strip center. It just goes and goes and goes and goes. The guy on the right is the guy that I talked to. It's wild. I can't believe like how big it was and how much stuff is there. Also, if you have kids, I think it would be great. There's tons of like build areas for kids and stuff. But the store itself, giant. Now, I will say pricing was weird to me. It's like the minifigures I saw that I know are expensive were not as expensive, but the ones that I know are cheaper were what I thought were way too expensive. So I picked up the turkey minifig from one of the release series that I missed for like $7 or $8, something like that, $12.
Yeah.
At the convention I went to, and he had it for like $30. But then the honeybee girl that I missed in the release series that I see a lot of times for $70, $80, he had for $50. So it's like his high stuff is a little lower and his cheap stuff's a little higher. Now, one thing I will say, and this is, I don't love this, but it is what it is. He separates the accessory from the minifig and you have to buy it separately.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like that.
But the pro is if you already had the minifig but didn't have the accessory, you could buy just it. So, like, he's selling the Space Girl without the Space Baby, and the Space Baby sold separately. So, in order to buy it, you have to buy both of them. But he takes every accessory away from the minifig and puts them separately. And he has an aisle that's nothing but, like, minifig accessories. And they're all individually dime-bagged up. And they're all, like, $2 and stuff. They're not expensive. But it's insane how much product is in that store and how much labor is into individually labeling things. Just bricks. You can just go get pieces. He pays for loose bricks by the pound. Somebody called while I was talking to him. And he pays $1 per minifig.
I think Lego does something like, you know, you can trade in your old Legos. I don't think you get that much. I think it's even half of that.
Yeah, he pays per pound for the plastic. And then he pays $1 per minifig, any minifig. I mean, just look at all those heads and bodies and hair and everything.
He's got some old ones. I see some yellowing.
Yeah.
Colored.
Look at the little tiny shopping baskets too. They're adorable in that bin. But stuff everywhere. I mean, he has new stuff too. Like he has all the One Piece stuff all out and for sale. And all the new Wicked sets that... Like the picture that just came out, like he had it. So he gets the new ones. And the new sets are a few dollars higher than like if you buy them at Target or Walmart or from Lego. Which makes sense because I'm sure he's buying them at retail.
Yeah.
So he's not making money off of his new sets, really. It's the trade-ins. And he sells a lot of assembled sets, too, that people bring in that are fully put together. And he just pops them on a shelf and puts a price tag on them.
Like that wall of all the pictures back there.
Yeah. So like you go that way on the right side, you can go down that way. Like it is insane how much space he has. And it's packed. Like you can't hardly move through there. It's so much stuff. But we should definitely make a trip of it. Maybe take friend of the show, Marshall 205.
Yeah.
I don't know how much anyone would buy, but I think it'd just be cool to walk through there together.
Yeah, I would. I'm thinking about trying to buy something, but also price wise.
if price matters more than like being able to like hold it, see it, know which one you're going to get and be able to take it home with you today, then you probably won't buy anything. But if you're not hung up on price and you're more happy with just the fact that you can leave with it, you know what shape it's in, you know what quality it's in, you know it's real, those things, then you probably would buy something from there.
Yeah. Because you never know, because sometimes you might see something and like, ooh, I want that. And I'll look at it. It's good.
Yeah.
$20 more, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I would say that that definitely, like, you'll see a minifig, but it's got a little scuff on the face or something like that. You know, there's, you get to see, feel, touch, hold everything there, so you know exactly what you're paying for.
Did he have any, a long way. Was it all Lego? Did he have some knockoffs?
There was some, like, army stuff in the back that I don't believe was Lego, or if it was, it was custom.
Yeah, they had
a lot of attention.
There was a company that makes like Lego, like army, or like
it was like
army.
War stuff. Yeah, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it because it was not my jam. I assume that that was not Lego, and then he has some accessories that were like military that weren't, for sure weren't Lego. That I saw bagged up, but for the most part, it is all genuine Lego. And I do believe the stuff that's not Lego was labeled as such.
Like, do you have any of the Lego like video games or anything like that?
No, but he had Lego Dimensions stuff. And I'm not even going to swear he didn't have the video games. I just didn't see them.
There's still a few of the Dimensions I'm missing.
Yeah, he did have a section of Lego Dimensions. I mean, just he has a full display case of nothing but Harry Potter minifigs. A full display case, like four tiers. And every one of them is just a Lego Harry Potter. It's insane. And I was in a rush because I was between appointments. So I would have probably walked around for a lot longer and really got in depth. But I walked in just thinking, if I see something, I'll buy it. And I walked in and was immediately overwhelmed and then left with nothing.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I just wasn't expecting that. I'd never Googled the place. I'd never seen the place. Didn't know the place existed. You've been in like independent Lego stores. That's what I expected. That's what I thought I was getting into. And then it was immediate to me when I walked in that this guy's on a different level.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. It's cool. Now I would like for us to go up there.
Yeah, I for sure would go. Now, speaking of storage, you hear Toys R Us is coming back to.
No.
It's going to be, they're opening one in that Tanger outlet, that new one down Nashville.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be open before Christmas.
You know, I miss Toys R Us. I was thinking about it because ours became a furniture store. Now that furniture store is going out of business.
Hmm.
But of course, I assume that they'll just change the name of the furniture store and keep rolling. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But all I could think is, how cool would it be for Toys R Us to go back where Toys R Us was?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we need a toy store here.
We do.
You know, I know that Walmart and Target and all those places killed it because you could just go there and get your stuff. But I miss the days of like walking around a store that was a toy store.
Now, I think stores like Toys R Us would do better because now people do the collecting of it. Mm-hmm. Now they would go and buy more. So now I don't think you would get a lot of, like the Toys R Us old school where you have a lot of the baby stuff in there. I think you would have more action figures and matchbox cars and the collectible stuff that people would collect, Pokemon.
Yeah, the Mattel Creations style stuff. Of course, obviously Lego, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think so too. The new stores are smaller, like substantially smaller. And I think that probably helps them as well. Being able to cut out some of that cost, the rent, no doubt, on a big building.
Yeah, I was going to go to that new one where our Replay Toys was, where it's that gaming thing. But they had a big ladder in the way, and then the road was closed off because there was a big truck, so I didn't even stop. I was going to stop over there real quick, just see what it looked like inside.
Is it not the same people?
No, it's not the same people.
I guess I assumed it was the same people.
Different people. Those people in Replay, they're still trying to get into the mall, but they're having some contract disputes with the mall. They're supposed to go all the way down there by the mall office and belt where Route 21 was at.
It's smart of the new place to go right where they were because people who haven't been in a while will assume, like I did, it's the same people. So it's pretty smart.
Yeah. Now for me, I have, if I saw, I have a credit, like I have where I've traded in some stuff, like just to help them out. And so I have to either go to their website to try to order something, or I have to go to like their Bowling Green or down Nashville, their store to spend it.
At least you can use it online and you're not just completely screwed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I haven't stopped by there either. I saw it was open, but I wondered.
So let's get into your week. You know, before the show, you said you didn't really play this much.
Yeah, it was an off week for me. Work has been insane, so I haven't been playing as much at night. But we played just the regular stuff. We've really been focusing on Rocket League and trying to get better. Our rank's pretty good right now, like we're on our way. We need lots more practice to get where we need to be, but I think we've made improvements. And then Party Animals one night, and then I've been playing NASCAR a little bit on my own. I like that NASCAR game a lot. It's more challenging than I thought. It's somewhere between a sim racer and an arcade racer. It's not full simulation.
You're using not, joystick, right?
Yeah. I'll eventually get a wheel probably, but I'm not, you know, it's not a high priority for me. It's somewhere between an arcade and a sim, though. It's not full arcade, but it's definitely arcadey. It's not full sim, but it is simulation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that about it or not. Like, I don't know if I like that it's not all one or all the other. Like, you know, I think I want it to be simulation, but I will say it's kind of hard, especially with a joystick.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine how much harder or more challenging it would be if it was full simulation. So I, you know, I don't know, but it's been fun. I've enjoyed my time with it. I have a lot more to do. So my plan is to stick with it and chip away a little bit here, a little bit there. I may try to play a little bit today. We'll just see how the day goes.
Yeah. Is there a game today? Are you going to be able to watch? Or?
Yeah, there's a football game today, and then there's a NASCAR race today, and I plan on trying to watch both, but they're both this afternoon. But I need to get a few things done around the house first.
For that. So nothing else?
That's it, man. It's been a real bland week for me as far as video games go. Just time was not on my side.
All right. Well, my week, I did get the God of War controller in.
Oh, yeah. I know you don't love that controller, but I don't hate it.
The packaging, like on the side, has Kratos on both sides.
It's subtle, but anyone that sees that knows God of War would know it's a God of War controller. Mm-hmm.
So got that in. So waiting for the Astrobot one to be released and to be sent to me. And then I'm only still those two away from everything. I played Fallout 76. They have these Halloween events, the spooky season, which has been pretty fun, especially with this new Fallout, which we're going to talk about, the Fallout news that they've released out. Been playing a lot of Farm Alone 2.
Yeah, I haven't been in that in forever.
So I'm like around like level 149. I still have like 9 plots to unlock. And this one, I'm going to spoil something, but it's different. When you get to level 100, you can prestige if your plant or your tree, whatever you think, you can prestige it. So you prestige it, it goes back to level 1, but then it boosts up the experience you get, the yield you get from it, and the coins.
So it's a little trade-off.
Yeah, so if you do get to something, if you play and you do get to something 100, definitely prestige it. You'll unlock it in your town to prestige it. So make sure you don't go level like 300 or 400 on one without prestiging it, because you just wasted the time for that.
Right.
Also, level 50 is where you want all your items at, because that basically unlocks all the other plants. There's a lot of plants you need to have to unlock other ones. There's one, you need 4 different types of plants, like a potato, for instance. You have 4 different versions of potato to unlock the 5th one. So you have to have all 4 of those at level 50.
That's been like a focus when I've been playing, is I just pick one thing and I just plant that to get it to where everything is unlocked, and then I move on to the next thing. I've just been trying to chip away at that, but I just haven't played in so long.
Yeah, so that and the Fallout 76 that I've been having fun with. I've been using the Portal to play Farm Alone 2, and then using the PlayStation 5 for the Fallout 76.
How are you? So now that you've had some time with the Portal, what are your thoughts on it now that you've had weeks and weeks with it?
I like it. I wish I would have got it sooner. So I've been down trying to get some games I'm going to download on there so I have to play on the Portal, just the Portal.
Astrobot is a good fit for the console or the Portal. I really think you should, it's time to get into Astrobot.
There's a few others that I want to try on there too.
Astrobot's good though. Like,
It is.
I don't know what you're waiting for. It's good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just get in there. Get you'll enjoy it. It's a platinum. It's a game that's worth platinum. It's not a hard platinum. I don't think you'll be very frustrated, maybe at a few parts, but I really don't think you'll be like highly frustrated with it. I think you'll I know you'll have a good time with it.
I didn't get frustrated in the last one. What was it that I didn't like? The climbing.
The monkey climbing.
Yeah. That didn't
Yeah,
frustrate me,
that
but it
sucks. It
took
still
me fi it
exists.
took me a minute to figure out how to get it going. Once I got it, I got it. But that's the only thing I really
Well, I
don't
have the platinum and I'm still not sure I understand that climbing mechanic. So you'll be okay. It doesn't get in the way. The cool thing is, most of the challenges, like especially the DLC they've added, all you have to do is finish it. It's not about speed. So even on those, it's like you can finish it and pop the trophy. Now, there are some trials that require speed, just like on the first. They're a pain in the ass. I mean, it is what it is with that, but you could do the platinum in it, I'm confident. Plus, it's just a great game. You'll love those controllers even more once you play it.
on the Portal, you said.
You could play it on the Portal, or you could play
Oh,
it
you
on the
said
system.
I would love those
That's
controllers more. Oh, you said the Astrobot
the
controllers.
Astrobot
Okay.
controllers. Yeah. You'll love your Astrobot controllers even more once you play that game.
And let's get into some news. Let me share my screen. So, PlayStation, as usual, start with their first. PS5 surpasses the lifetime PlayStation 3 in sales in the United States. Which we knew that was coming.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt the PS5 has been more successful than I think maybe even Sony thought. But yeah, it's going to continue to. I mean, this thing's not done yet.
No.
I hate that everybody's talking about the PS6 because the PS5's just not done yet.
Next one, there was a PlayStation firmware update that came out. So make sure you do that before you start trying to play. It is 1.3 gigs, and it has a stability for the DualSense controller. Helps it out the Edge controller, and some other small improvements on the messaging. It's like performance and stability. Now you just talked about the PlayStation 6. Xbox has come out and said that they're going to do a price hike, which we're going to talk about that when we do the price hike. But the PlayStation 6 is, they're saying, is probably going to be more than likely half the price of the Xbox, which they say that now, but I think it's going to move up a little bit.
Now, it is worth noting that I think across the board, it's been very clear that the Xbox will be much more powerful than the PS6. It is same as the Rogue Ally. Like, it is high end, and that's what they're shooting for. I think there'll be a lot of ways to play your Xbox games that aren't having the new Xbox, but I think you are paying for a premium experience when you buy whatever their next console is going to be.
Yeah, I think the
And
next
I
one
do.
will be
I
more
mean,
like a
you
comp.
see, they keep. You know what the best time to buy an Xbox was? When it launched. It is more expensive now than it was when it came out.
Yeah.
That's when is that the case with electronics? That it costs more 5 and 6 years after it's been out than now? So yeah, I absolutely think it's going to be crazy expensive, and we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be expensive, and I think that it is going to be billed as a premium experience.
He's saying the PlayStation will probably, he thinks, will be about $600, so the Xbox is $1,200. But this is
Who's this
also, you know, two
person?
years away. Did you say
Who's the person saying this?
Hardware Snoop Kepler L2 wrote on
Yeah,
Twitter
I mean,
today.
I think it's going to be expensive. I think they have been clear about that. It's going to be powerful. I mean, I think you're going to get what you pay for here, but I don't think a lot of people are going to need that experience in order to play Xbox games. I'm just confident that there's going to be somewhere else where you can play your Xbox games cheaper.
He says that he thinks it'll more likely be a straight-up computer PC.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that that's what it's going to be as well, as that they're kind of expecting that you're going to need to be able to design build for a computer, which will make it easier for developers. You know, they're basically one version. Yeah, but it'll be interesting. I don't know if that's what console people want or not. I don't know that they want a computer. You know, everything will hinge on how that interface, how the UI works, I think.
Then what games can they can play on it? You know, people are going to want backward compatibility. They're going to want this and that.
Yeah, and I assume they'll lean on the streaming side when it comes to that, but how much harder is backwards compatibility going to be if that thing is just a PC?
Yeah. Not
So it'll be
hard at all.
interesting to see. I'm not, like I said last week, I am not ready for new hardware, but it also isn't going to wait for me, so.
So apparently they're talking about the Portal. The PlayStation Portal is still a huge success, even though there is a new PlayStation handheld coming with the PlayStation 6,
That's
allegedly.
and that's probably something we should have pointed out too, is all signs point to the fact that Sony will have two SKUs, a handheld and a console. So you got to watch them a little sneaky in that it will be cheaper, but by the time you buy two, it probably won't be as cheap as the Xbox. But of course, the Xbox is probably not going to have that handheld function with something at the price. I mean, Portal's cheap, all things considered, if you look at the ROG Ally, but of course, it's not nearly as powerful. It doesn't do the same thing. It's a streaming device.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some components that move this around, but I hope that it s stays away as long as it can. I'm not ready for it.
There's a Days Gone has been remastered. So they did a big update to it, in a recent firmware update, and it's actually messed up the image quality and frame rate of it. So some people are upset with that.
Days Gone feels like a game that I should give another chance to.
Was a good game.
I started.
I would like to play it again, like on the, like to get another platinum on it.
Well, I started it late. Like, I started it after it was done. I think maybe when it became free.
That's when I played it.
Yeah, I played it and I didn't stick with it. It was fine. I think the time frame when I tried to play it, I wasn't in the right headspace to play that.
Because you just got done playing Last of Us and
Right, so it's like, yeah, more zombies, and this is not a shot, but less good, less a less polished game that's also zombies. So it's like, it had I played Days Gone before, I think it was Last of Us Part Two. You know, had I played Days Gone before that, it probably would have felt better. But to go from what probably is the pinnacle in zombies to Days Gone felt like a downgrade to me. It's sort of like I was talking about with NASCAR, whereas Days Gone feels like the arcade version of the simulation that Last of Us is. It's a little more goofy, it's a little more clunky, and I think on purpose, it's not trying to be the Last of Us. But that realism wasn't there. Also, Deacon St. John's a horrible porn name.
it is.
But yeah, I would love to give this game a chance now because it's so fondly remembered. It has like a strange cult following.
Yeah, like they won a second one, and there was tease that they were going to do a second one. Then they said, no, we're not doing a second one. People, well,
Yeah.
they didn't really tease it, but people were thought there was some teasing it. the second game.
I don't really blame Sony on this because Days Gone wasn't popular until after it had died. Really, I think when it went free is when things kind of blew up. But they should have had Ben make a second one, but I don't think they knew that until it was too late.
Never know, maybe 5-10 years from now they decide to do one.
And it'll come back to big fanfare if they ever decide to. The problem is if whatever Ben's working on now isn't good enough.
So the PlayStation Store added a new little feature. So when you go to a game, when you look at it, it'll tell you underneath like the review, it'll show you a review like 4.38 stars out of 7.1 thousand people rated it. It'll tell you the lowest price in the last 30 days, what the price is compared to what it's showing right now. And just to show you if you're getting a deal or not.
This is a feature in Amazon that makes me weak. So I'm sure it'll work on the PlayStation too. A lot of times I'll look at something on Amazon. I'm like, it's a little expensive. I'll wait for a sale and then I'll click on that price history and it's like lowest price in 2 years and 35 days. And I'm like, all right, well, screw it.
Yep, going for it.
Yeah. So it works on me there. I'm sure it'll work on me here.
So one of the big news in the PlayStation is Halo Campaign Evolved will be launching in 2026. That was like the big announcement for that. It'll include two-player couch co-op and four-player online crossplay.
I'm going to say something insane here. I kind of want to play this.
When you saw the four-player or when you just...
No, before. So here's the... So I played Halo 1 and 2 back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Halo 2. We used to all play competitive against each other. Like we'd go to my buddy's house and everybody would play. I have a little bit of a soft spot for old Halo, not for new Halo. It's not my brand of game, but there is a part of me that's like, if we all got this, would it be pretty fun for us to play it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably. Also, the weirdness of playing Halo on a PlayStation almost feels like something I need to be a part of.
Yeah.
I mean, that, in my opinion, is Microsoft's flagship hang your hat on title. That is their most precious IP. To see it on a PlayStation, kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Kind of think I should be a part of it. If you buy the box, it has that PlayStation 5 logo on the Halo box.
Can I open up with a PS5 logo and then open up with an Xbox logo? Like, it's all weird. You know, kind of thing. You know, it's the same as when you boot up MLB The Show and it's on Game Pass, boots up to a PlayStation San Diego studio logo and then jumps over to Xbox. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So I would consider this. I'm interested to see what the price point would be, but I just assume that it is $60.
I think that's a good price. I think they can sell it at that, no problem.
Now, this is only the campaign.
Yes.
So I have hopes it's going to be $39, something like that. If that thing can hit a lower price point, they are going to print money with it. And then they're going to sell you the multiplayer later on. And you're going to buy that too. And I'll for sure buy the multiplayer when it comes out, even if I don't get the story. But I would play this. Me, you, friend of the show, Pat, man, friend of the show, Marshall 205, I'd play this. I hate shooters, but I would play this just for the nostalgia of it.
Interesting. And then... During the big release event, Halo will be on PlayStation going forward, as confirmed. Halo Studios Community Director Brian Sketch Jared said that Halo is a multi-platform series going forward.
Yep. I mean, Microsoft is going to be a multi-platform studio going forward.
Yeah.
We've talked about it till, you know, we're basically numb about it. It's over. Like the way things were is over. Microsoft is going to become probably the biggest publisher out there. And they're just going to be everywhere. And they're probably going to make way more money than they were making under their current strategy. And I think for at least a little while, they'll continue to make. That's why they can make these premium consoles, because now they're making money everywhere. I also think a premium console is kind of appealing.
Yeah.
Like one to rule them all is kind of appealing.
Next one, there's a PlayStation VR 2 game called Hotel Infinity. It basically allows you to walk around this hotel. It's coming out November 13th. I don't know if you've seen the little thing on this.
No. It's just a hotel and you just are in it?
You're walking around and they're all the door. It's like a puzzle.
Oh, it's like a puzzle game. Yeah. Oh, this game pisses me off already. This seems like the kind of game where you walk for 2 hours and you're right back where you started and you just rage quit. It kind of reminds me of, what was that? The spy game. Why can't I think of the name of it?
Oh, you had to go out of the house and in the house and.
No. They've made like three of them. Like whatever, the Thousand Ways to Die or whatever it's called. I can't remember the name of that game, but you're like a spy. It kind of gives me those vibes. It's not as mazy as I thought. It looks like it's just a straight up puzzle game. If you're interested in VR, also Palmer Luckey was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Just started listening to that one.
He does talk about Oculus some, and I don't believe there's anyone on Earth that understands VR in a like head-mounted experience more than Palmer Luckey. Like, you want to talk about someone who I think is an absolute expert in VR? That guy is—he's something else. But if you're interested in VR, I think that's worth checking out. He also talks about that Sony approached him while he was working on Oculus to have him work for Sony. And I think that's super interesting too. They wanted him to run PlayStation VR. And I just wonder if PSVR would be in a different place now had he accepted. He looks insane too. That look is something else.
Yeah.
I support his look because that's a guy that is just doesn't give a shit. It's also worth noting that he's a billionaire, so you dress how you want. But he was dressing that way, I think, before he was a billionaire, which I appreciate about him. He's incredibly intelligent. He's now building like AI-based fighter jets that don't have pilots. So it just shows you where his career trajectory went. He now taking government contracts and runs like a defense company, which is insane. But that's it's a really interesting podcast. He talks a lot. He talks fast. He's very knowledgeable. But it's worth listening to. If there are some tidbits about VR and where he talks about VR that I thought were pretty interesting.
Him was young.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was like in his early 20s when he sold Oculus to Facebook. And he was 18 when he launched the Rift S, or the Rift, his first one. He created Oculus, founded Oculus at 16 years old. Just an insane story.
Wild.
Yep.
All right. So next one, Astrobot. There's going to Bandai is making a figurine of Astrobot using the controller, the speeder. There's been pictures of it showing coming that have come out.
If it manages to look like that, they could just take my money.
This is what the box look. Apparently, the pictures that they show is the box.
I mean, that thing looks so clean. If it can look that good and not like feel and look cheap, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy that. Astrobot's such a good character. It just did not sell that many copies, and I don't know. I'm afraid people are going to get Astrobot fatigue because the people who love it, but not everyone has played it. I don't know that it already is, but in my opinion, it's time to get that thing free on the pass. Like, let's get more people playing it. You've done your run of free DLC for it. I think you've made your money off of it. Let's get it out there. Let's get it in people's hands so you can keep selling this merch. Oh, you found a video of it.
Yeah, they have a video of where they announced it, and here it is. That's how big it is.
So it's like the sketchy Lego reveals we were talking about, or there's like on a stage somewhere with like a shitty curtain behind them.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's the same size of a PlayStation controller or PlayStation 5 controller.
It needs to be for scale. But if you think about it, it also makes Astro Bot tiny. Mm-hmm. Which I guess he kind of is, because in the game you scale. Oh, it looks so good in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see what it takes to get this thing and what it costs.
There's the top of it. And if you look at I didn't see that before. The touchpad has the eyeballs on it, and it's like translucent, so it changes as you tilt it over. You can see this.
Yeah, that's cool. It looks well made. Now, I will say it doesn't. That's not a DualSense that they've like cut up. Like, it is a toy.
Yeah.
But it looks good. Is it a snap together model?
That's the way they look at it right there. It does. When you look at this,
it looks like a snap together kit, like a Gundam style kit. That's cool. I'm definitely interested in it.
So we'll see how much this is when it actually does release. When it actually looks like the final product, because a lot of times the reveal is different. All right, so some Microsoft news. We just talked about how the Microsoft teased their price for next gen Xbox, and it's going to play more like a PC. Xbox president says the next gen hardware will be very premium and high end. There's something on here I saw that. They're comparing that the Xbox hardware would be about $1,000 comparing to the PlayStation 5 Pro, which is around $700. So he was saying he doesn't think people wouldn't mind paying a little extra money for a more premium hardware.
Now, you refuse to buy an Xbox for some odd reason. Would you consider, I assume a high end just makes it even less likely that you would buy one.
Yeah, no. The real reason is because I don't play enough games that are just solely on Xbox.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Game Pass was built for your cheap ass. Like, it exists for someone like you.
It is, but there's very few games that are only on Xbox that I want to play.
Yeah, but Game Pass isn't exclusively Xbox games. It's all kinds of multi-platform things that you're already paying to play that you wouldn't have to.
Right. I'm not going to pay to play those games on PlayStation if I can get them on the Xbox, but I'm not buying the Xbox just so I can play it.
If you just bought the Xbox and played just what was on Game Pass, it would pay for itself in a year's time for what you're buying on PlayStation.
No, I understand that. I just don't have enough,
you're coming at it from someone who hasn't like been on there. Like, you say there's not enough because you don't have Game Pass. But if you did, you'd be like, again, I no longer think Game Pass is a good deal for me. But I don't play games the way that you do. Game Pass was built for people like you who want to play a lot of different games and try a lot of different games, get easy achievements where you can. Like, really dive into a lot. Plus, you get first party stuff.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just don't want to have another console where I have to. I'm happy playing everything on one specific console.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get that. But it just sucks because I feel like them going to exclusively to high end is even less likely that you ever end up with one.
Yeah, I agree. And unfortunately, I'll miss out on that, but that's okay. And I'll just live with. What was the next one? There's a game called Instruments of Destruction. It's coming to the Xbox. This seems like a game that you and a friend of show Marshall 205 would play. They show like a big wrecker here with a wrecking ball destroying cities. I think it's a game that you guys would just jump in for like a night or two, destroy a bunch of stuff, and then quit. Like the big robot going around destroying.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like. It looks like a thing that would be fun like once, twice, and then you'd be like, all right, I'm good.
Right. So Sarah Bond, Microsoft Sarah Bond, she says, drop hints about Teams next gen plans. Xbox friend had some interesting things to say about the next console from Microsoft. Again, she's also saying, I can tell you, right, that the next gen console is going to be very premium, very high end, great experience. You'll start to see some of the thinking that we have in this hand, in this handheld, but I don't want to give it all away. There's about the next handheld on this one too.
I mean, they're just hedging their bets. They're letting everybody know it's not going to get cheaper. If you don't like the way the pricing's going, then you're not going to like the next wave of it too. I think the more you talk about it, the more you desensitize people to the idea that it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, you know, if you keep saying, hey, it's going to be expensive, it's going to be expensive, it's going to be expensive, and you have people saying, hey, this thing's going to cost $1,200. If they can come out and then it costs even $900 to $1,000, you're going to feel like that was a good deal when you should feel like that's crazy expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind them being out in front constantly reminding people how premium this is, because I think it only helps them with that high price when you see it. Now, on the flip side, if everybody thinks it's going to be $1,200 and you come out and you're $1,600, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
So while I like talking about it, you do have to still be careful.
All right, so Microsoft has increased the price of dev kits. So if you want a dev kit, it's going to cost about $2,000 now. It was $1,500, now it's going to be $2,000. So if you're a developer and you want to get a dev kit from them, they've raised the price of that as well.
You know, I get it. Costs go up, but at the same time, it's like you don't want to limit the amount of people developing for your console.
Mm-hmm.
You ever think about having a dev console? Like, it'd just be cool to have one.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
They're hard to get. Those people don't like to give them up. I watch a YouTube channel that the guy, Retro Rick, he has a lot of consoles coming in. I've only seen him one time that he met with somebody that had a dev kit.
I had a chance to buy a PlayStation dev kit and did not.
Oh. A PS1 or a 2, 3?
Yep, one. And when it might have been a PS2. I can't remember. When I say I had a chance, I mean, it was for sale. I wasn't willing to spend that much money.
Oh, okay. You seen like an auction site or something?
No, I saw it in person, but it came with a price tag that was... The person knew what they had. I guess I'll say it that way. So it wasn't a situation where, for me, it was a good fit at the time. I think I was not broke, but I don't think I had the disposable income to have purchased that. And I thought it was high.
I understand that.
Moment, I thought it was high.
Right. So the Remedy CEO has stepped down. That's Remedy is the one who made FBC Firebreak. Toro Fertella. Remedy's also made Alan Wake and Control.
Yeah, I mean, Remedy is a weird company that I think has found success, and I think they stepped out of their lane, and I'm the first person to say it sucks when you get pigeonholed into making the same kind of game all the time. But to me, the Alan Wakes and the Control are what they do best. It's what people want from them. And I think this game had a chance to be cool, but the market is overwhelmed with free-to-play games right now. This games as a service model, it's such a shitty spot to be in because you have to have them. Like,
yeah,
you have to have games as a service. That's how you survive in today's day and age. The problem is that market is so crowded that it's like you have to have them. But then you have to find a way to be better or to be the it game. And you see how few of them stick. I mean, this is how many times have we done this story where said company inserts a game, it launches to mediocre success and then it goes away. But you have to keep trying because you have to hit on one of these if you're going to be super successful. Just, I am glad that I'm not in a situation where I'm having to make the decision on whether or not to pursue live service games, because I think the answer is you have to pursue it. But I think you have to pursue it knowing that this is probably what happens.
Yeah. he said he started back in August of 2016.
Yeah.
They're 9 years.
That game has been a straight failure, and I think it was always going to be, but you have to try. I mean, look at Sony with Concord and probably Sony with Fair Games.
Yeah, but they hit with Helldivers, you know.
Yep, but Helldivers was not the game they expected to hit with. That's why I'm saying you have to just keep taking swings at it. Helldivers mismanaged all the hell, too, because it wasn't the game they thought was going to be popular.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that game, it was a miss for us. I mean, we tried it. Didn't enjoy it as much as other people do.
Yeah.
Next one, Xbox is not going to mention anything about Starfield coming to PlayStation 5 until probably 2026.
I don't think they need to. I mean, I don't think there's a rush. Mm-hmm. You just announced the Halo news. They can drip feed this to you. I think announcing everything all at once would be a mistake too. So I think that's fine.
All right, so the price of the Asus ROG Ally for the Xbox, Microsoft said it was Asus who decided the price, not them. Because it's their hardware, is it? What it said to them. People don't get mad at Microsoft for the price. That was Asus.
Says the company that keeps saying how expensive their next one's going to be.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they had a lot of say over the price. I think it was certainly a conversation. But I think people who see this as an Xbox console are mistaken. It is definitely an Asus product.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nintendo news. According to Nintendo, the Switch 2 has been the best-selling hardware for the 2025 year-to-date.
Where are you at now that we've had some time? Are you ready for a Switch 2 or not really?
Not really.
Yeah, me too. It's just crazy. I can't tell you the last time that I didn't care about getting a console. I just don't see that it's doing anything that I can't live without right now. I'm a little exhausted with the buying and not playing and then upgrading and not playing.
Yeah.
I am hoping that when Animal Crossing comes out for the Switch 2, there'll be a ton of games I want to play, and there'll be a badass-looking system to go with it. I'd like to get it then. I'd like to start picking away at the back catalog and only buying the games I think I'll actually play. Because what happens is, for me, and you're better at this than I am, but like when I buy a system, I feel like I have to get those staples. So it's like I buy the Switch 2, now I have to buy everything first-party that comes out right, and I'm remotely interested in whether I play it or not. Because why would you have a Switch and not have Zelda? Why would you have a Switch and not have Donkey Kong? Why would you have a Switch and not have everything Mario?
Mm-hmm.
And that's expensive when you're not even going to play most of them. You know, so it just keeps me from having to buy a Kirby game that I'm probably not going to play.
Because
I think by the time I buy it, I'll be a little more selective and only buy the things I want to play. Now, am I missing some things? Yes. Would I love to play Donkey Kong while everyone was talking about it? Yes. But I missed that window, and I survived. So, I'll eventually get one, but I'm waiting.
Because mine turned out, originally, because I wanted to play Minecraft on it, because where it would pair Minecraft, all your saves. I was like, well, if I'm on vacation, if I'm away, if I'm on the couch, I can just play Minecraft on it. Then Animal Crossing came out, and that basically stole everything for me. Like, I didn't want to play anything else but on the Switch, except for Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll eventually get one. I don't think there's a chance I don't get one. I really have handled not having one better than I thought, and I don't have the FOMO.
And also, I'm still waiting for maybe a collector edition console.
Yeah, that's
Animal Crossing 3, something that would, like, oh, I want that.
you know, that's me, is like, once I see, surely they'll do an Animal Crossing bundle. It was so big over there, and they did one for the last. I think I would love to see that game launch with a special console.
Mm-hmm. Too. All right. So if you're on the Switch, the Switch Online icons, you can get a bunch of Super Mario Halloween themed icons. You're into the Halloween theme. So like Mario with a pumpkin helmet, Luigi with like a wolf hat, Princess Bride looks like a princess, Peach looks as a bride, but Princess Peach looks like a witch.
Like my dude Toll's like doing, and then the ghost, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good.
Yoshi's a dragon, which he is a dragon.
Yeah, he's more dragon though. I think he's a dinosaur.
Okay, yeah, he's
now he's a dragon.
I always forget what those things are called, but that one's a mummy.
They're like the squids.
Yeah, the squids, and the fish is a witch hat. Where's a witch hat? And then
Dry Bones got a pumpkin head.
Yeah. So if you're into the icons and stuff like that, you can get it. I play Fallout 76, and people go crazy with the icons with their base camps. So they're constantly changing out like their icons for the base camps and their person.
People got to stop sleeping on Toad, too. I mean, I've been beating this drum for years, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at him.
When he was, when I played Mario Kart, that was the guy I used. I used him.
Yeah. Toad's my guy. I don't trust people who don't like Toad.
All right, next one. The Thanksgiving Parade, the 99th Macy's Thanksgiving Parade is coming up, and Mario will be a balloon.
I swear Mario's been a balloon before. I know it says it will make his debut, but I swear it's been a balloon before.
It says Mario game.
I'm not correct based on the story, but I swear that he has been one before.
Maybe another kind of parade?
Maybe. November 27th on NBC. You can stream it on Peacock, 8:30 to 12 p.m. in all time zones. So
it's going to be 51 foot 2 inches long, 37 feet wide, and 83 feet tall.
Can I just say that 8:30 to whatever time in all time zone is a weird way? I don't even know what that means.
So if it starts at 8:30 in New York.
No, in all time zones, meaning it airs at 8:30 everywhere.
Yeah.
You're 8:30, which is 9:30, technically in Eastern time zone, but it's going to be at 8:30 before our 8:30 even happens. So I guess it's early and they just are showing it. But I thought it was live. Hey, well, you went to the Macy's parade and Mario is like the first float they show.
There's the show Buzz Lightyear.
Like Mario's front and center, right beside the Serta. The iconic Serta float. Ooh, I don't like that thing with people legs. Scroll back. That caterpillar with people legs.
Yeah.
Wigglefoot, no, like that at all. Too many human legs. The parade is great when you're a child. The parade doesn't hit as hard as an adult. I know it's part of a lot of people's tradition. It holds my attention span for all of 5 minutes. And I'll tell you the problem is I can't watch another band play another song. I don't know.
Right. All right. Next one. Says former Blizzard president tell Nintendo that. Okay. Xbox president says exclusives are antiquated. Former Blizzard president and Xbox exec Mike Yarba has been tweeting about a lot of stuff with Xbox. Sarah Bond came out and basically said exclusive games are antiquated. And then Mike come out and said, we'll ask Nintendo about this.
Yeah, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo has been notoriously protective over their IP. And they have absolutely maintained integrity and quality out of their IP. And they've demanded quality out of their IP. And yeah. So, yeah, I think they have built a brand that people trust. Now, I will say, from Xbox's side, they kind of are antiquated. They don't make those kind of games that people care about. It's a different experience. It's like the stuff that Microsoft is making, I would say that it's more valuable, not as exclusive. Whereas Nintendo, if Nintendo put Mario everywhere, they'd make a fortune, but they would kill themselves. Nintendo would be over.
I was just about to ask you, do you think, not this life cycle, but the next video game console life cycle, do we see a Nintendo game on PlayStation or Microsoft?
Let me say this real clear for everyone to hear. Nintendo would rather die as a company than have their shit everywhere. I don't ever see a world in which you get anything other than a Mario and Sonic at the Olympics type situation where it's like a crossover. Maybe they'll put Mario places. Maybe they'll build a game for another console. No, it's much more likely you see PlayStation and Xbox games on Nintendo than you see Nintendo games anywhere else. They don't need to, they're not going to. And it's to me, it's a point of pride for them. And also, they do not need to. What makes them so valuable is it's the only place you can play those IP. Yeah. You grew up with Mario, your kids grow up with Mario, their kids grow up with Mario, and that is how it works.
Xbox has confirmed they're still supporting games going to Nintendo Switch 2. For instance, here they mentioned Fallout 4 will be coming to the platform next year, which we're going to talk about Fallout, a couple stories coming up soon. Assassin's Creed Shadows also confirmed for Nintendo Switch 2 this December. So if you want to play that, it will be coming for the Switch 2 in December. Elden Ring also coming to the Switch 2, but it's going to be delayed till 2026. We're just talking about games coming to multi-platform. And as Luigi's Mansion, the original, coming to Switch Online expansion pack next week.
Luigi's Mansion, the first one, was such a good game. I think I played Luigi's Mansion 2 also, and I did not play 3. Those games were fun. They are puzzle games extensively, but they're fun. They're really good.
Right. And if you have a Switch or a Switch 2, remember demo game. Yeah, they do like a demo section. Star Wars Outlaws is going to be available for demo. Actually, it's out now. So you can play Star Wars Outlaws demoed on your Nintendo Switch 2 if you're interested. Don't forget about those demo games. I used to love me some demos back in the day.
I'm anti-demo. Just play the game or don't.
I love the demos. Demo disc you used to be able to get.
Yeah, I used to love that when I was a kid. Didn't have any money. All right. I couldn't do my own research.
So here's a little article. The NFL, there's an NFL team, the Baltimore Ravens. Their team has been doing so bad that they've only won one game. Their coaches have took away their video games away. So what? And they're in the locker room. They're not allowed to play any video games.
I don't even know.
They're playing Smash Bros.
I don't think it's why they're losing. I mean, it's all right. It's probably because Lamar was hurt. It's probably because people are on to what they do and their schemes and how what makes them so good. It's probably not because they're playing Smash Brothers, but whatever.
Yeah. I just saw this video game theme. I thought it was pretty funny.
It's pretty funny that another adult had to tell adults they can't play Smash Bros anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be abundantly clear. I don't think that's why the Baltimore Ravens are losing.
No, same. Right. So this game I talked about a long time ago, the Duck with a Gun game, has replaced Battlefield 6 as the top five most played Steam games.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think there's something funny about a duck with a gun, and viral games and stream games are what's hot right now.
Yeah, Escape from Duck Off.
Yeah, it won't have the staying power of a Battlefield.
No.
But it's fun that it's up there.
Yeah, especially for an indie game. That looks that the more money they can get in there, they can either keep on supporting that game or improve on it or make something new. Right? Fortnite has the Simpsons theme coming. You're actually going to be able to play in Springfield. Next season, there'll be a Springfield theme map in Fortnite. which would be pretty fun if you're interested in Simpsons.
You know what I love about Fortnite? I love that every 5 days I read an article and people are like, I'm so over the crossover and the tie-ins and the branded themes, and I don't need this and that, and I don't need to be running around as this. And then around every corner, Fortnite just leans into it harder and people keep spending money on it.
Yeah.
I love that in the face of all the criticism, which is not most people, it is for sure like the loud minority don't want to be playing as Homer, but I love that they just keep doing it.
Now, with that being said, the next one is going to be The Simpsons. You know, I mean, not The Simpsons, South Park.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
There's no crossover that Fortnite could do that I would think is a bad idea. Like, I just, why not? Even if there is someone, even if it's something where people are very split over, it doesn't matter because half's going to love it.
Yep.
And half's going to want to kill the other half. Like, I mean, it's really truly a win-win. If you hate South Park, you're going to want to shoot Cartman. It's just so smart.
And you're not going to see, for the first like week or two, you might see like 17 Cartmans out there, but then by 6 months, you might see one every like 10th game.
Yeah. Like with Rocket League, I pretty much don't change the things that I use on my car because those are the things that over these years I've come to love. I might try a new thing for a week or two. They have the Mystery Machine out right now. It's awesome.
Mm.
But it's like, yeah, I'm not going to stick with that. It's just fun to have. Yeah. And, but once you settle down and the room is full of like their people's favorite characters, I think it's fun.
Another game, I'm talking about No Man's Sky, just released a new Reach update to go along with Halloween themed.
Hello Games is both insane and incredibly impressive. I don't get why they are still making content for this. I love that they are.
Yeah.
I am super guilty of constantly saying I might play this. I probably won't ever play it, but it is spectacular what they've done. This does not even look like the same game I played.
Oh.
Like when you have a video playing right now. Mm-hmm. This doesn't look like the No Man's Sky that I played. This is not my No Man's Sky.
No, it is not.
It looks about 1,000 times better than what I played.
And you can fly in space.
I don't know why you need a ship when you can do this T-pose flight thing. That's cool. It's cool.
I'm glad to keep on going. Like you just said, sometimes I just want to get back in there. I would have to start all the way over.
Yeah, me too. They've always made it like a game as a service though, but it's free to like all the updates are free. So it's strange.
Yeah. All right. So Fallout 76 had a big Fallout day. They announced a bunch of stuff with Fallout with the new TV show. Season 2 coming. They did a big thing. You can go to Bethesda.com or Fallout.Bethesda.net, and you can see big thing on there. The Fallout. I'm just going to run a couple things. The Burning Springs update's coming in December 2nd, which is a whole another side of the map. And Walton Goggins is going to be a character on the game. They have a bunch of stuff on sale right now. Fallout First was free this whole week. Today's the last day to have it. They gave it to you. They've announced that the Fallout 4 Anniversary Edition's coming everywhere. There's a bunch of different add-ons for it. All the DLCs coming for it. You can get it digitally on Xbox, PlayStation starting November 10th. There's different tiers of that. They're updating Fallout Shelter is going to have a big update. It's the biggest update they've ever done. And then Fallout New Vegas 15th anniversary also has a bundle for the PC. There's a bunch of merchandise. So they went balls deep. I watched the whole little thing. It was pretty cool.
It's maybe as popular as it's ever been right now.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to the show.
You know, and the show is so good. If you haven't watched it, like it's so good.
Yeah.
I encourage people to watch it before season 2 comes out and roll into season 2. It's really good. And you don't need to have played the games.
During that big thing, Todd Howard did confirm there's more new Fallout games coming.
Well, I bet there is.
I will probably be playing all of them. I didn't get into it until Fallout 4. So that was the first Fallout game I've ever played and fell in love with the game. But then when 76 came out, you know, we went and got Fallout 76 to get all of us together. Me, you, friend of the show, Dan, or the original Game Switch guys, Dan and Matt.
It just wasn't good at first.
No.
I wish it would have been, because I think that it's a game that we may all still play.
All right. Fallout 76 also is going to be getting a native PS5 version next year, which people are excited for. Okay, so Counter-Strike 2, it's a game that a friend of the show, Mike, who's been on the show a couple of times, plays. And he's talked about this on the show where there's like loot boxes and you get different stuff and you can sell them on the marketplace. Well, Counter-Strike 2 has updated their skins and it basically killed it. So it tanked it. It's a $1.7 billion decrease in the value of the market.
I guess it looks like you can trade in your knives now and like upgrade them that way.
Yeah.
So it means that the things that were worth the most money now are not, because there's a different path to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they did that, but you know, I'm sure there's a reason.
Yeah. It says here, these changes rocket at the skin market. One player lost $1,400 in a span of 30 minutes as changes mucked up the value of the inventory.
It doesn't. Counter-Strike does not look like a game that I would enjoy.
Right. So I saw this coming to my email and I looked it up. So if you have Amazon Prime, Luna is a game controller you can get. You now, if you have Amazon Prime, you get Luna Standard included now.
Which is good, because I think I paid for Luna for a long time.
So Luna Standard has a bunch of games on there: Hogwarts Legacy, Angry Birds, Indiana Jones, The Great Circle,
Fortnite.
There's a Snoop Dogg's game, Courtroom Chaos.
Courtroom Chaos starring Snoop Dogg. I don't even know what that is.
Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
What about a game about digging a hole? It's right there in the middle at the bottom. Tetris Effect. Garfield Kart 2. The game about digging a hole is middle at the bottom right there. Now it's middle.
Oh, yeah, I see it right there.
It literally says the game about digging a hole, and it looks like you were just digging a hole. Start with a shovel and work your way up. There's a ton of games on there.
Yep. Dave the Diver, Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, All New Vegas, Tomb Raider. I mean, 50-some games, if not more. Probably about 100 games.
I think you need the Luna controller, but I don't remember if you can use another controller. You may be able to sync another controller. But you either have to play on your computer or you have to have a Echo or like a
Fire Stick or something.
Device. Yeah, that allows it. Not all of them do allow
it. I noticed on my Fire Stick that it has the options. Like when I go into Amazon, go down a little bit, it shows all the games you can play.
Yeah.
So that was all the gaming news. The last news we're going to talk about is favorite sections, Lego news. Not everyone's favorite, but my favorite. I saw this come through this website as Light Bricks. The Lego Death Star, the new Lego Death Star, cost $1,000. They are selling this light kit for $489.99.
It's also very tastefully done and looks incredible.
Also, there's another website I found, 129 and 129. There is a difference in the lights. Like this one has white in the middle when compared to this one, it's more of a yellowish light.
But yeah.
Colors, the light kit for this is amazing. This is something you would want to get.
Yes. That store that I was talking about also sells the Light My Bricks. They have them like in store where you can buy the individual components to wire your own up. And they also have the kits like on the shelf, which I thought was cool.
It's like hit for this. I'm just scrolling through just all the.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, hell, if you're gonna spend $1,000, what's 200 more? Even their blasters have lights in them.
There's a side profile view of this one.
Yeah, it's cool.
I for sure will get this. Will be one for this because I will build this and display it.
So you say?
I will. All right. So there was a Lego leak of images, Lego icons, set 11370, the Stranger Things Krill House is going to be coming out January 2026. See this?
I wish I watched Stranger Things to know if this does anything for me or not.
I bought the first Stranger Things set, Upside Down, mm-hmm. As an investment. It's not doing too well, but it didn't do too well. But I'm hoping that with this set coming out, it will help the other set out.
I think this has a chance to be pretty collectible because of the amount of minifigs with it. But I don't know anything about Stranger Things. This is going
to be $300. There's all the minifigs. 1, 2, 3, 6. 13 minifigs.
Yeah. Two vehicles, 13 minifigs. I think that'll push a lot of people to want that set.
All right. We did talk about the Goonies set last week. They did officially announce it.
Yeah, they did their sketchy reveal in the hotel lobby if you want to see it.
Set 21363. It's going to be $329.99. 2,912 pieces. It actually has a lot of movable parts inside. Like we're here, it drops down. It swings back and forth. It knocks the little skeleton over. The piano moves and opens the trap door. If you follow the movie, if you watch the movie, you know what I'm talking about. There's another little trap door. If you turn it, a lot of hidden. There's the skeleton when he finds the jewels. It's a fun little play set as well as the.
Yeah, it looks really good. I want the sloth minifig. I don't really want anything else from it. But if you're a Goonies fan, I don't see how you don't get it. And I assume friend of the show Dan's going to have this thing.
They did some better images of the Walsh's house inside.
Yeah, if you watch that reveal, they also have that live there. She holds it up. I think it's a cute set. And again, I think I said it last week. This is what gift with purchases are designed to be, in my opinion. You don't have to have this, but it certainly goes with it.
So what are your thoughts on the face? Like a lot of the heads now have two faces on it. You have the one, then you can flip it around to have the other.
I hate it.
You hate it?
I hate it. It doesn't hurt anything, right? The hair hides the other face and you let them pick the expression you want. Here's where I get torn. It's like, I want Lego to tell me what face I'm supposed to have. I don't want it to be up to me.
Yeah.
I always pick the less emotive face between the two. Like if one's crying and one's regular, I'm always going to pick the regular. If one's angry and one's happy, I'm always going to pick the happy.
Yeah, same.
So I don't even need that. But if you're a kid and you're playing with them, I think it's pretty rad.
So now this one's a little different because he's smiling with no glasses. Then he's even still face wearing glasses.
Yeah. He looks older.
It's like he's crunched up.
Yeah.
All right. So last week I talked about the Minecraft, a little mini set coming out. They've actually announced a bunch more little Minecraft sets. As a fan of Minecraft, nothing really big here. I've seen no big, massive sets. Characters wearing different uniforms. I mean, different outfits like this. Chicken girl. And then you have a little baby riding a chicken.
So I think part of my problem is, chicken jockey. I think part of my problem is that much like a lot of the Harry Potter stuff, the Star Wars stuff, I get like Lego fatigue with these sets. When I was in that store, I was reminded just how much Minecraft content they've made when there's, again, four tier shelves of Lego minifigs that are Minecraft branded. I'm like, it's so much.
Yeah.
It's so, so much.
So much in the re-release. There's so much you can do.
But I do like the mini biomes. I think that's a cool looking, like would look good on a desk behind you.
Did you finish up your Animal Crossing Lego sets?
I still need the new one, so I don't have any of the three new sets,
Okay.
but I have everything else.
Right. So the last one is not really news, but you bought this botanicals Lego with the happy plants.
Everyone should own this.
Currently it is on sale on Amazon for $19.99.
If you put together Lego, you should own Happy Plants. It is, you don't have to like botanicals, you don't have to like plants. You should own this set. It is so cute and creative and fun, and it looks good anywhere. It looks good on a bookshelf, a desk. I mean, I see people who like command strip them to the hood of the to the dash of their car. Like, I see these things everywhere, and they are adorable, and they were already cheap. They go to $24.99 normally or something like that. It's such a good set.
For only $19.99 on Amazon, I ordered them because I'm going to put them in my desk.
They look everywhere. I mean, there's nowhere you're going to put these where they don't make the space better.
Right, so that's all I had for this week.
Well, do the do.
Yep, do
That's
the
all I got
do.
to say.
All right, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/gamestitch. If you want to contact me on our socials at on X or oh my God, Instagram. I was drawing a blank out around Instagram at Ho Effin Show or Game underscore Stitch.
I
That was
think
it.
to avoid lawsuits, I'm going to name it Do the Do, but it's just going to be Dothe,
Okay, if you
Do.
do.
Do the Do. But no lawsuits.
All
But
right.
you'll know.
We'll know. Yeah, we'll know.
Yeah.
Not do do, but do.
It Do the Do, but it's not copyright Do the Do.
All right. So
Nobody's going to know.
that was episode 662. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Night.